Yes, that was a Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that was called Fortunate Son. Now, I've got Heidi Bedell from the Baldoyle Forum on the line. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Not bad. This children's convention in Baldoyle, Minecraft, etc. This is not the first year of it either, is it?
No, this was very notive idea of a parent in the local area. And they had noticed that their child loved Minecraft, absolutely obsessed with it. Yeah. But there was nowhere to kind of go with it. There was no products, there was no events. And their child was playing the game on their own in their bedroom day in, day out. And there was no chances for interaction.
Yeah.
So she proposed that we might have a Minecraft convention, a Minecon. This is not new now to other countries. America would have some big Minecons each year. England has a couple of them, but we haven't had any in Ireland up to last year. So we decided, okay, we'll give it a go. And we had a Minecraft convention. We had loads of stalls with Minecraft type of products, T-shirts and pillowcases, cakes and stuff like that. And we managed to get a couple of hooks, if you like, or interesting things. UCD came out with a thing called an Oculus Rift,
which is
a pair of glasses that you put on.
Okay.
And it's for playing game playing. And as you move your head, you can see around the world that you're moving around in. And then you can add other bits to your arms and legs so that it's real-time kind of movement through the world that you're gaming in.
Like virtual reality, is it, in a way?
Virtual reality. Absolutely. Well done, thanks, Pat.
Thank you. not that I know anything about it at all, because I have to admit that I don't. I don't know what Minecraft is.
No, I'm very good. You sounded good there now. I wouldn't say that. You could pull it off easily.
No, well, I mean, I'm of an age, I suppose, where Minecraft is kind of beyond me. If you spoke to me about the Lord of the Rings or something like that, or Game of Thrones, I might be with you. But Minecraft is—I'd say it's for a younger age. It's for an age group of 12, 14, 15-year-olds or something like that. Am I right or wrong in that?
It's funny, really, because all the computer games seem to span all of the generations. They can start playing them very, very young. I mean, there's no violence in Minecraft at all. It's a building and you knock things down and then you build them up. And it seems quite simple. I mean, I bought the game to have a look and see what it was about, because we ran classes here then for a few weeks and they were very popular as well.
Right.
Where everybody got on the one server. So there was a big screen up the front and people could play and you could see yourself on the screen and you could play also on your own computer or laptop or whatever you were playing on. So we did it partly to introduce a bit of interaction in it, because people aren't learning any social skills if they're on computers the whole time. But in terms of age group, all ages, really. I mean, adults play. I would be quite susceptible to being addicted to computer games, so I don't go near them anymore because they just eat up time. My granny's boyfriend is 92, and he learnt to use the computer through a game. He got a game, Pharaoh, I think it was, and you build these cities and things like that. And he got quite addicted to that. But from that point, he actually embraced computers completely. So he's virtually deaf now,
right.
Lives alone, and he does all of his shopping and a lot of his interactions through the computer, because he can't use the phone.
Right.
So there is a very broad reach, if you like, in terms of computer games. And Minecraft would be played obsessively by, I don't think there is a limit on the age groups, from about 2, from the moment they start, you know, swiping the screens to, up to 92.
So are there different grades, like age levels of them, of Minecraft? Or is that the way it works? I mean, for younger kids, no.
It's all in, you start and that's it. You can get different blocks now. I mean, you'd have to ask the experts here. You can achieve levels where you can access a different type of block, which does, some of the blocks have a function and things. I know there's blocks for gardens, like there's plants you can plant, and some of the blocks do stuff.
Let's not get bogged down and all that sort of.
Well, we're adding a few different layers to this year's. We're adding a thing called animatronics, which is basically electronics animated, otherwise known as robots to us Philistines.
These are Lego robots, are they?
And Lego has introduced this line of robotic models, which is fascinating, really. But they just Lego, I suppose, with a little motor in it. And then they have a kind of a control panel as well, so it's mostly Bluetooth. UCD are coming out with, again, the Oculus Rift, but also some of these animatronic models for people to have a little play with and have a look at. So, God bless them, they're terrific. But we have a darker element to this year's convention. Five Nights at Freddy's is also going to be a theme for the convention. Now, this was a computer game that started last year, as far as I can tell, 2014. The pizzeria was abandoned, I think, in 1987, which to me seems like very recently. But anyway, it's been closed. And the aim of the game is to be able to last five nights in Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria. It's done through the security cameras. So it's a pizzeria all decked out for parties and kids that has been left for 20 years or so. Locked up 30 years, God, how many years between now and 1987, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And different characters come up, but there's animatronics in the Freddy Nights, Five Nights at Freddy's. There's teddy bears and rabbits and stuff, but they've been sitting there for 30 years, so they're not looking too great at this stage of the day.
Is this a scary thing?
I think it's very scary, but kids love it. And I suppose, I mean, adults look at it and think, oh, that's terrible. But I remember as a child loving stuff that scared me. Absolutely loving it. I'm not so keen anymore, but...
Well, come here, could I just ask, I'm trying to get a grasp on this third theme, Five Nights at Freddy's. You'll have to explain this to me. It says it's a computer game, but for some reason I'm getting the impression this is a room kids can actually walk into and get the be jaber scared out of them. It's not a haunted house or something.
We will have a pizzeria. We will have a Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria, which will be decked out like the one in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
And we will have a lot of products which are themed. So if you have a child who's obsessed with this game at the moment, you can go and get some Christmas presents with the Five Nights at Freddy's T-shirts and stuff. And they have various different logos. I lasted Five Nights at Freddy's and various things like that.
Okay. Listen, it's starting on Saturday the 14th. Well, it's running for the one day, isn't it? It's just on the 14th,
yeah. Yeah, one day only. I would come early.
Last
year, everything got sold out. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
The adults are free for a change, and the children will be charging €2 per child.
Right.
So we try and keep it low, but we have to cover the costs of putting the thing on. And just turn up. There's no pre-booking or anything like that. The stalls are all sold out. We'll be wall-to-wall in terms of stalls and interesting things to have a look at and have a go at.
And people can buy products there, can't they? They can buy products. People can buy products there.
It is a fair. So, there are stalls and people will be selling. So bring money. It is a money. It's not a free event at all.
Yeah.
This is a finance-based one, if you like.
Yeah.
You will be able to get yourself photographed at Freddy Fazbear's. The photographer, Pete Bedell, will be doing electronically gadgeted photographs for people, so you can put yourself into the Fazbear's pizzeria.
Right. Okay, now can I just say to you, because it says here in the press release that you sent, for the Minecraft sessions, players must have their own laptop plus charger plus password plus their own Minecraft account and password.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Now we will have a Minecraft expert here, and upstairs we'll run sessions where people can learn some of the tricks of the game so that they can kind of advance themselves. They do need to have their own laptop. We have Wi-Fi here. The Wi-Fi is fine. It's good. But we had people turn up before and they'd no password on the laptop. It was their mum's or parents' laptop. Then perhaps they didn't have their own game loaded. And it was just a disappointment for them because they came wanting to sit into a session. And they couldn't because they'd get up here, all set up, no password, no game loaded. So you need to have, and they also a charger as well, because some people turned up with their laptops and iPads and stuff. These things need to be fed, so bring your charger with you.
Yeah.
We don't have any chargers or anything like that. We don't have any spare laptops. Now, we have computers, but the game runs very slowly on the computer. You're better off to bring your own laptop with your own game loaded onto it, or iPad, or whatever you normally play your game on. And you must have your own account loaded up beforehand.
Yeah.
Now, the accounts, if anybody's playing it, they've already got their own account. If somebody's wanting to set up, I think it's about 10 or 20 euro to buy an account. I think that's what it cost me to set up an account.
Right.
I haven't played it much, though, I have to say.
It's not your thing, is it not?
Not my cup of tea, no. Okay. I like the Pharaoh and the building games.
Okay, can I just say to you, I'm not sure about all this stuff, the way it's gone with the kids and laptops and PlayStations and all these gaming consoles and all that sort of thing. I'm not sure it's good for kids, because I was listening to a panel discussion on a very well-known Irish morning TV programme that I can't mention. And they were discussing the fact that children are no longer going out in the street to play. And people were invited to email and text in. And one mum texted, emailed in and said her son has a bicycle and he loves going out in the street in his bike. And he's out there and she looks out and she sees him on his own going pedalling up and down the road like a very lonely, lost, poor soul. Because none of his friends want to go out on bikes. They all want to sit at home in their bedrooms on their consoles, and they're all in touch with each other, and he's the only one that isn't interested in this sort of thing. So what they were saying was, kids are not going out in the street anymore to play kids' games. They're all doing the stuff on these computers. So I think it has its downside too, doesn't it, Heidi?
I would agree. I mean, I suppose we're entering the area where we probably aren't going to prove the changes that the young people are coming up with.
Mm.
And certainly when we were young, the previous generations weren't too impressed with the type of stuff we were doing, where we weren't using food from the ground. It was imported from places. It was in plastic packaging. And they staying up late as well, you know, not going to bed when the sun goes down. There are lots of things which I would say that doesn't actually look very healthy.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you can't stop the direction that the human race just seems to want to totter in. And there will always be individuals who will stand out and do their own thing as kids and as adults. And you will always suffer for that because you will not be with the crowd.
That's right.
I mean, heaven's sakes, Pat, I was a member of the Green Party. I know what it is to be lonely in your opinions.
Yeah. Nobody wants to talk to you at all, do they not?
No, well, they didn't. They were very suspicious of me in the beginning. In the council, I was the only Green, and I was the first Green from Malahide.
Yeah.
If you do make that decision, you just have to know that you'll be... And maybe set aside time for that little fella. Maybe he should also have, you know, one computer game or something, or a Facebook page or something like that.
I think the point being made on that particular programme was, though, the kids are not fit. If they're not going out and playing games like football on the street and whatever other physical activities they pursue on the streets, then they're not going to get, their fitness levels are going to suffer. They're sitting there sedentary in front of a screen of some sort. They're going to, muscle wastage, they get muscle wastage and they look like old people long before their time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they get type 2 diabetes. In years to come, they'll develop type 2 diabetes. I'm not sure these kids are getting enough physical activity based.
I'd agree with you, and then when you throw into the mix that the chicken nugget,
the diet
fixation, and their social skills are very different as well. They socialise completely differently. They don't. Their conversation skills are I would think, definitely affected.
Something just struck me off the top of my head there, with regard to Minecraft and all the other. The animatronics and the Friday night at Freddy's. Why don't some very smart cookies out there who are involved in all this sort of stuff devise play places for kids to go so that they can actually play the Minecraft in real time, dress up in the costumes and strap on the zappers and run around the tunnels after each other, and like they used to do in up there in Coolock. You had a team called, I can't remember what it was, but you could strap on a gun and get shot at.
Quasar.
Why don't they upgrade something
terrific.
Like that, and people could, kids and mammies and daddies could all go together and get fit and be knackered at the end of it and then go off and have something healthy to eat. You know what I mean? Isn't it?
Well, I'm sure parents do try and encourage their kids into sports and into activities. Yeah. But unfortunately, you know yourself. Well, I'm guessing because I don't have kids, but I know if you buy a child a bicycle, if they're not interested, they just won't use it.
That's right.
You can't force them to do it.
That's correct.
And if they're obsessed with computer games and you don't let them, they feel they're missing out and all their friends are doing the stuff and they're the only one left out and they... It's very difficult. I mean, like, to be honest, I would not like to be either a child or a parent at the moment. But they seem to muddle through. I mean, generations, we've all muddled through in the past.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, maybe
somehow.
It's just maybe just the older generations are fearful of something. Looking at this, because we didn't have all this stuff, and well, particularly in my generation, we had nothing like this whatsoever. But maybe it's just that generational thing. Looking at them, going, look at that lot with their, you know, sitting there on their backsides. Why don't they get out and get a bit of exercise? Maybe it's that sort of attitude we're perpetuating. I suppose, you know, give them
very
a break.
Likely.
Maybe we should give them a break. Anyway, look, we're really here to talk about this. This convention on Saturday the 14th. Can I ask if people pay in a couple of bob and they can buy all the products if they want to. Where's the few bob? What is it being raised for a cause, Heidi?
Well, the stalls keep their own money, so they're there to try and make. They're all businesses. Some of them are local businesses. Some of them are individuals who have just made a few products and are selling just to raise money for Christmas kind of thing. They'll only be looking to make a few bob. We're not charging a lot on the tables in order to try and encourage people who don't have a lot of money. I mean, this is not the RDS by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
But and then the entrance fee will help towards the hall, cover the costs of running the event.
Yeah.
So that's what the €2 coming in. We'll be selling tea and coffee for the poor old adults.
I was just about to ask that. Will there be a drop of tea or water or something people can get their hands on?
We may have some sweeties and stuff available.
Are you expecting huge crowds down there on the 14th? Yeah.
Well, if it's like last year, absolutely.
Right.
If it is anything like last year's, we've never had such an enormous crowd of people. And in some ways, it is an outlet. It's, you know, for the kids who are playing the games in the bedrooms the whole time, at least this is out. It's out. It's amongst people. It's in the community. It's moving around. It's interacting with the animatronics and the bits and pieces and the having an actual piece of pizza.
Well, look,
not the pizza's great for you, but anyway.
You know, as you said earlier in the interview, it's really something that kids in particular are interested in these days, the whole technology side of things, and it's unstoppable. We cannot stop that sort of thing, you know what I mean?
It's a case of change the things you can change and accept the things you can't, really.
Even the new Star Wars movie, that'll be out in another while.
I love that.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, if people are going to enjoy the Christmas, we have the Christmas Craft Fair then the following Sunday on the 22nd, and it will be similar to last year's. All the stalls around the place, music and nice cakes and foods. And at 5 o'clock, we will have the official switching on of the Christmas tree lights just beside us here next door in the big Christmas tree that Fingal County Council kindly donates and puts up for us and puts the lights up. And the White House, which has been renovated across the road, are offering a free glass of mulled wine afterwards. Anyone who comes to the light switching on will get a little ticket and they can bring it across then to the White House and enjoy a glass of mulled wine. So that's on the following week.
Yeah.
It's all go here.
Come here to me. Do you think, is it just me or is Christmas getting earlier every year? You know,
Christmas started around February last year, I think, for it is, you know, it's commercialism. In some ways, for people who like Christmas, it's lovely because you can start to get that Christmassy feeling right now, you know, and it can be a really lovely place, but then there are people who hate Christmas, and to have it starting to be shoved in their faces right now is just a form of torture. Give in is all I can say. It's going to happen. It's like the changing of the young people and their habits.
Yeah.
It's just the world. Try and find joy in other small things, is all I can say.
Okay, Heidi, look, just one last thing. Do you like CHRISTMAS, or are you...
I love Christmas, but I love all the markings of the seasons. I love spring and summer. I love the changing of the hour. maybe that'll change as I get older, but no, I quite enjoy Christmas. I've started collecting the little bits that are going to build the Santa's grotto now.
Already? Oh, well.
Yeah. Just for people who are interested in a bit more information, if I can just give the telephone number.
Do, please, yeah.
For the hall here. Yep. 01839 5338. That's for anyone who wants more information.
Yeah.
We have an email address, which is info@baldoyleforum.ie. And we have a website, which is www.baldoyleforum.ie. And that also lists all the classes that are held here in Baldoyle. We're open from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
5 days a week, or 6 days a week, sorry. And, okay. And Sundays, some of the classes as well. So if people are interested in any more information on what goes on in Baldoyle Hall here, yeah, they can give us a shout or email us or look up the website.
Okay.
Or the Facebook
page. Okay. Would the word be to people who are going to the Children's Convention in Baldoyle on Saturday the 14th, which runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, which has an entrance to the convention, which will be €2. The entrance fee will be €2 per child and adult free. Would it be advisable for people to arrive early if possible?
I think it's a good idea, yeah, because all the stalls sold out last year, and okay, some people who had come and they thought there'd be in plenty of time, and there wasn't an awful lot to buy anymore.
Okay. All right, Heidi, with that, we will leave it there. But listen, I hope it's going to be a great Saturday. Maybe I'll even get along myself to see what goes on at...
come in for a Minecraft session.
Lovely, okay.
Or a piece of pizza.
Okay, talk to you
soon.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.